News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Business owners in Bantry will contact Cork County Council today to demand a commercial rates waiver following a pummeling from the torrential rain over the weekend that left more than 40 premises flooded. Councillor Danny Collins, Independent Ireland Councillor, who's from the Bantry region, joins us now. Danny, how bad was it over the weekend in Bantry?
Pretty bad, Tim. Pretty bad, to be quite honest. At one stage, like, the whole town just came to a halt, and the only thing that really saved us, the tide was out, and basically, like, if the tide was in, if it was high tide, Bantry, I said it could have been a different story, totally different story. But, like, a lot of damage was done to a good few businesses in town, and these are businesses that have suffered for many years, over the years, and, like, you know, it's gone on for far too long now.
What is the status of the flood relief works that was promised back in 2020?
We had a public consultation there back in the end of May. There was a design given to us at the time. There are problems with that design, so that's where they are at the moment.
Okay, so it's still some years off.
I would say so. I would say what you got, it could see out the next government, to be quite honest.
How many businesses were affected over the weekend, would you think?
We're talking about 20 businesses, from restaurants to jewellers to clothes shops, like the pubs, two pubs. So you've got a variety of businesses that just, we'd say 20 past one, or well, quarter past 20 past one on Saturday, like just had to, just the water came out of nowhere, to be quite honest.
Now, those businesses, according to reports, are demanding a commercial rates waiver. Is that likely to happen, do you think?
Well, be honest, I'd find it hard to see it happen, but I will be calling for it myself, because these businesses, like, they had, like, basically, a lot of them had to close their door. Well, all of them had to close their door on Saturday. You walked down Bantry Town on Saturday at about 2:30, 3 o'clock. It was very dreary and weary, to be quite honest. There was, a bomb hit it, like, and there wasn't a soul to be seen. And all you saw was people brushing out water, you know, their hands on their heads. You know, it's devastating, like, you know.
It's awful. Yeah. Why do you think it's unlikely that the waiver will happen?
I don't think it happened before for Middleton, and I was like, all we can do is try Middleton there last year. So all I can do is we can try for Bantry, but we I know there was a race waiver called for Middleton there and last year, but it didn't transpire. But we do have a new chief executive though. Maybe she will see sense, and maybe hopefully we give us one. But I must say, I must commend the staff of Cork County Council and the fire of Bantry. Only farm, things would have been a lot worse.
Okay, all right. We'll leave it there. Councillor Danny Collins of Independent Ireland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.